COVID-19 certainly brought the arts and culture sector to a complete halt. But now that the pandemic is somewhat being managed here in Ontario, it's like the sector couldn't wait to reverend up again, and nothing is going to stop it. There is so much happening and about to happen, it's hard to know where to begin. This Thanksgiving, from Friday to Monday, don't forget to check out the Images Studio Tour, back after the pandemic cancelled it last year. The tour runs from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, in art studios throughout the area, as well as the Carley Hall, Jarrett Hall, and Stephen Leacock Museum. There are over 30 artists involved, showcasing art in many different media. Masks and social distancing must be adhered to in all venues, and in the two halls and the museum, you must show proof of vaccine to enter. Come out and support our artists and all their new material. The big cultural event coming October 15th to 17 is the Orillia Jazz Festival. Again, another special happening that has restarted after being cancelled last year. There are three Jazz Fest events, one each night, and all at the Orillia Opera House. Friday, October 15 at 7:30 p.m., the feature is the Leila Bialy Trio. Bialy was born in Vancouver and studied piano from the time she was 4 years old. An arm injury at the age of 15 put an end to her dreams of being a classical pianist, and she shifted to jazz, singing and songwriting. A big break helped her get where she is today. I was very fortunate to be selected for a group called Sisters in Jazz back in 2001 as part of an all-star collegiate competition run by the International Association for Jazz Education, IAJE, explained Bialy. College students auditioned from around the world, and they chose 6 applicants to form an ensemble. In January 2001, I was whisked off to New York City to perform with the Sisters in Jazz group at the annual IAJE conference, said Bialy. We then went on to headline the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. as well as 6 summer jazz festivals across Europe. It was an incredible experience, she told Orillia Matters. Following that, I had opportunities to tour with a number of different artists I admire, Chris Botti, Suzanne Vega, Paula Cole, and most recently, Sting. I contributed background vocals to his forthcoming album release. Bialy said. Bialy has released 8 albums since 2003. The 2018 album, Leila Bialy, won the Juno Award for Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. Her latest album, Out of Dust, was released in 2020. She tours with her trio, which includes her husband, drummer Ben Whitman, and bassist George Collar. What can the audience expect on October 15th? This will be our debut show at Orillia Jazz Festival, said Bialy. We'll be sharing a mix of songs from my latest album Out of Dust, our self-titled Juno-winning release, The Canadian Songbook, and reimaginings of pop hits. I also love to tell stories in between songs, to provide some context. There will be something for everyone, even the jazz skeptics. Don't miss a free performance outside the Orillia Opera House, at 6 p.m. October 15, the premiere of Natasha Powell's new work, Together Again, facilitated by the Orillia Center for Art and Culture. The show on October 16 at 7:30 p.m., features more jazz, of course, wrapped in a different package. The group Brassworks is headlining the show, entitled Rhythm of Our World. Also featured as a reunion of sorts for Jazzimatazz, the vocal jazz group from the 80s and 90s that Ted Duff started in our area. A quartet of former Jazzimatazz members will take to the stage to remind us of that wonderful time. Other very special guests for this show are 3 young musicians. Part of the festival's mandate is to involve local youth musicians, said Orillia Secondary School music teacher Laura Christie. In the past, Brassworks has featured an all-star jazz band of high school students as well as a youth solo competition winner at this concert. Unfortunately, due to the devastating effect COVID-19 has had on school music programs, we have had to scale things back. However, this concert will feature 1 talented student from each of the 3 Orillia high schools, said Christie. The student musicians are Grace Locker, trumpet, Orillia Secondary School, Zach Zerger, alto sax, Patrick Fogarty, and Laurel Van Pipen, tenor sax, Twin Lakes. Being able to feature these students is hopefully a start to moving back to normal, said Christie. Finally, the Orillia Jazz Festival will finish off October 17 at 2 p.m. with Lance Anderson and his well-loved show, Oscar Peterson, the jazz legend and the man I knew. This is a theatrical and musical presentation with Anderson and bassist Russ Boswell. Tickets for all shows are available through the Aurelia Opera House box office at 705-326-8011 or online here. All COVID-19 protocols are in place and proof of vaccination must be shown to attend a show. Other notes. Creative Nomad Studios, CNS, has lots of workshops coming up and is planning a Christmas market at the end of November. Interested artisans are encouraged to apply. CNS is also offering free Tuesdays for you to come check out this creative co-working spot. More information can be found here. Mariposa Arts Theater has announced its fall play, Love, Loss and What I Wore, running November 4-7 and 11-14. Tickets can be found here. Hip Chick Design is having an online Thanksgiving sale, 15% off all online items. The sale runs from Saturday morning to Monday evening, check it all out here. Little Tigers is expanding from posters to also include screen-printed clothing, you can check out the fabulous gender-neutral kids merch here. Peter Street Fine Arts guest artist for October is Christine Drummond. Drummond's works capture her love of color and light and are made up of layers that evoke emotion in the viewer. Check it out today at 23 Peter Street S. Finally, grab your free ticket for the Ronnie Douglas Band show on October 23rd at St. James's Anglican Church, here. Have a great week. Send your arts news to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.